This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Ocala Joe, Big O, off topic. Do you know where I can find old Neil Rogers shows? Yeah, go to the Neil Rogers Twitter page. I'm here. I'm pretty sure it's how it's Neil Rogers. And it is Neil Rogers Radio, it's called. And it's neilrogers.org. That's the website. neilrogers.org. That's the website. And there you'll be able to find stuff of Neil Rogers. Okay? So, Ocala Joe, we're always looking out for you, my brother. I mean, you know, that's kind of what we're here for. We're here to look out for you. If we don't do it, then, you know, who does it? Nobody else. So that's why we do it like that. And just for you, Ocala Joe, okay? Just for you, Ocala Joe, where are we at here? Oh, wait a minute. No wonder I went to the wrong one. Wait a minute. I could, this one might work right here. This one might work right here.
Yes.
Yes, yep. Sir. Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about Bridger's
about what?
Cars and boats that you talked about earlier.
About what?
Bridger's cars and boats.
No, we're talking about bridges over the causeway, not the ones in your mouth.
I don't have any, my friend.
Okay.
Okay?
Just
yeah.
Calm down, sir.
Causeway.
Take a deep
fine
breath.
And dandy. Those are regulated by the United Corps of Engineers. You knew that, didn't you?
No.
Well, it is. All bridges over navigable waterways.
See, if I knew that, I wouldn't have been asking, see?
What's that?
I said if I knew the answer to the question, I wouldn't have asked it in the first place.
Okay, well, all I'm saying, sir, is that the United States Corps of Engineers are the ones that regulate bridges over navigable waterways.
Over what?
Navigable waterways.
Yes, sir, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's up to them to decide what time
yeah.
the bridges should not be open to the marine traffic.
Yes. And what time should they not be open to marine traffic, sir?
I'm telling you that they come up with the times.
Well, what is the time?
I believe it's at rush hour times, sir, that they are not open to marine traffic. Other than that, they are open to marine traffic.
So in other words, any schlep with a boat can come along and back up traffic for 2 miles.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
Well, what kind of a communist bunch of crap is that?
That is not a communist bunch of crap, sir.
Sounds like
you
some kind of Neanderthal fascist commie pinko conspiracy to me.
You've got 5,000 automobiles to one boat.
Right, exactly.
So the boat is going to stop for 5,000 cars? Is that it?
No, I think that 50,000 cars ought to stop for one jackass in his boat. I think that's what they ought to do.
Man, you better know your laws, mister, because you sure don't.
That's right.
I suppose you want the damn bridges closed to boat traffic in a hurricane, too.
I want the bridges closed, period, okay? I want them closed. I want the bridge tender to go home and watch MTV and get the hell out of our lives.
In other words,
I want those
boat,
bridges closed. Let them use the Julia Tuttle, okay? Let them use the MacArthur Causeway. I think they all ought to go on the George Washington Bridge and jump all the bridge tenders. How do you like that, sir?
Well, I don't know about you, but you sound like some stupid, idiotic jerk.
I miss that so much. I miss you, Neil. I miss you.
I believe it's at rush hour times, sir.
Well, what kind of a communist bunch of crap is that?
Man, you better know your laws, mister, because you sure don't.
Ah, Neil. I love it.
Hey, there we go. Hey, y'all, my name is Clarence Eugene Thomas, President Bush's nominee for the Supreme Court. And you know, there's lots of people out there that think just because I smoked a little marijuana when I was in college, hell, it wasn't nothing but a pen joint. Hell, maybe a cigar side joint. I don't remember, y'all. That they don't think I'm fit to be on the Supreme Court. Yeah, I got the munchies. Let's do this quick and get out of here. I want to set y'all straight. When I start reviewing the law, I don't just review the law. Hell, y'all, I be toking. And I toke it to the east, and I toke it to the west, and I toke it while I look up Sandra Day O'Connor's dress. I be toking. Let's go burn one, y'all.
Dwayne Staub, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stump. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
For you youngins out there, Neil Rogers was on radio for 30-something years, and it was a different time in radio where you can say a lot of different things, you can do a lot of different things, and you could get away with it, stuff that you cannot get away with now.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't gonna do any good to get mad, so I wrote a song about him instead. It goes like this. Were ye born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A-S-S-H-O-L-E, and don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life.
Estoy estrangulando el pollo para acá.
These are just things that we used to be able to listen to between 10 and 2 every day, middays. It was just kind of must listen to radio. Neil would talk about sports and life and politics and local politics and local radio. And he would make fun of all kinds of people. And you wanted to be part of the show. Like, if he made fun of you, it was a good thing. If he actually avoided you and never talked about you, that kind of was his way of saying, like, you meant nothing to him. But if he was picking on you, others found it funny, but it was his way of actually showing love because he was bringing attention to you. That's what he was doing.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
There you go. That's That's a little Neil Rogers.
It is so hard.
It is. It is. It happens. There's a lot. I have like tons.
I can have an orgasm just driving down I-95. Ow!
Man, you better know your laws, mister, because you sure don't.
No more sucking, please.
And now this public service announcement about Sally Struthers.
For $90, you could clothe a child. For $90, you could help fight cancer. Or you could feed Sally Struthers for a whole day for just $90.
I'm Sally Struthers. Working with starving people like I do can make you pretty hungry. And since there's not enough food to go around here, my food has to be shipped in every day. Your $90 will keep me fat and sassy so I can set a good example for these skinny little Ethiopians.
Remember, it takes more than shoulder pads and a big hairdo for Sally to do good work. It also takes food. Don't be a meathead. Give us $90. It'll feed Sally Struthers for a whole day.
So, you know, these are the things that we miss.
Yes.
Exactly. So, there you go. All right. Ocala Joe, we have it for you right here.
Two cold beers and went to bed.
Why was it so low? Damn.
Could be a causal correlation. Fat guys like it.
All right. We bring it all the time for you. Neil and all. We probably will get hit for that, right? What do you think, Sean? Who knows, right? Who knows? Who knows? Might have to eliminate all that. I should do like a show with just Neil drops all over the place and stuff like that. And people would love that shit. They would.